You are.
I'm not. He leaned forward, his nose almost touching mine, and whispered, jealous. You're so full of yourself. You can't even tell the difference between happy for you and jealous. He pulled his head back.
Oh, yeah? You're happy I have a date?
I plastered on a smile and pointed to my mouth. Yes, see? The look on Hudson's face told me my attempt at a smile came out more like one reflected in a funhouse. He chuckled.
I'm picking up Charlie from some playdate. My ex went to a doctor's appointment with her sister who's pregnant and might not make it on time, so I told her I'd take her home.
Oh, okay.
Happy it's not a real date?
Yes, I shrugged. Whatever, it's your business. He rubbed his chin.
I was thinking of coming back after. Think you'll still be here?
Maybe I have a date tonight. Would that bother you? Hudson's jaw flexed.
I'm not the one who pretends I'm not interested, so I don't think you'll be surprised to know it would.
I'd been teasing, and it backfired. His face was too serious to screw around. I sighed. I don't have a date. I'll probably be here. Hudson shook his head.
You're a pain in my ass.
I sipped my champagne. Well, apparently you like pains in the asses. His eyes dropped to my lips.
You know I'm counting all the times you torture me. Eventually, I'll get even.
And how will you do that? He leaned in and kissed my cheek, then moved his lips to my ear.
With my mouth.
I blinked a few times, taking in Hudson's smirk as he walked away. He spoke over his shoulder.
Hold that thought, Stella. Your whisper is getting almost loud enough that I can hear it.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble.
Chapter 18.
I'd started to think Hudson wasn't coming back. It had been hours since he left, though with the stress of the show over, I'd relaxed a lot and was able to have a good time. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't watching the door constantly. Half the guests had gone, and a few more were getting ready to leave. I went to the bathroom and figured I'd soon call it a night, too. But when I came out, Hudson was sitting at the island drinking a beer. You're back. I thought maybe you'd changed your mind. His eyes flickered to my legs before returning to meet mine.
Definitely not.
I felt that flutter low in my belly. Lately, it had turned into part of that man's greeting.
Since I was picking up Charlie, my ex-wife figured she'd go get a massage, too. Must have been a tough week of doing nothing.
I smiled. I take it she doesn't work? He shook his head.
Screw asking you out. Maybe I should propose. You sound like a good ex-husband.
He chuckled.
Welcome back.
My forehead wrinkled, so he explained.
You've been stressed. Apparently that caused your inner wise ass to take a hiatus.
Oh, I laughed. Yeah, I have been stressed.
Feel better now that today's over?
I do. I rubbed the back of my neck. Though I could actually use a massage, too. He wiggled his fingers.
I could help you out. I'm pretty good with my hands.
I smiled. I bet.
You up to continue the celebration?
I was wired and nowhere near ready to go home. What did you have in mind?
Let's go get a drink. There's a bar down the block.
I nibbled my lip. Are you asking me out on a date?
Nope. Taking a colleague out to celebrate.
I'll think about it. Hudson frowned.
You'll think about it.
Yes. He looked a little disgruntled, but shrugged. When he reached for his beer, I tapped him on the shoulder. I thought about it.
And?
Let's go celebrate some more. I still can't get over that we sold 50,000 boxes of signature scent in under an hour today. I shook my head. A month ago, I was thinking I might never see the day one box was ordered.
We got lucky, Hudson said.
No, we didn't get lucky. Luck means something falls into your lap. You went out and made this happen.
Couldn't have happened without a good product.
I sipped my wine. You know, I wouldn't have expected you to be so humble.
Trust me, I'm not. I just give credit when it's due.
We were seated at a table in a high-end bar a few blocks from Olivia's apartment. The waitress came over to check on us. She was gorgeous, but Hudson didn't ogle her at all. In fact, he barely seemed to look her way, which made me curious. Tell me about the last woman you dated, not including Miss Guatemala, a woman you went out with more than once. His brows dipped.
Why?
I shrugged. Just curious. Do you have a certain type, a look you're attracted to? He smirked.
Yes, blonde hair and glasses.
I laughed. No, really.
I don't know. He shook his head. I guess the last woman I dated was a brunette. Tall, dark eyes.
How long did that last?
We went out a few times.
Why did it end? He looked back and forth between my eyes.
You want the truth?
Of course.
All she talked about was her sister who had just had a baby. It felt like she was on the fast track to get married and have kids.
And you don't want to get married again or have more children? He sipped his beer.
I didn't say that. I just didn't see it with her.
So if she had wanted something casual, things wouldn't have ended?
I don't know, because that's not what the situation was. But I'm not commitment averse, if that's what you're getting at. I didn't stop seeing her because she was looking for a future with someone. I stopped seeing her because the right person for her wasn't me.
I nodded. The waitress is beautiful. Hudson tilted his head.
Is she?
Very. He scratched his chin.
Are you trying to set me up?
Do you want me to set you up?
Is there a reason we're only talking in questions?
I smiled. I don't know. Is there? After a few seconds of staring at me, Hudson ended our little game.
I have no interest in the waitress.
When I said nothing, he tilted his head.
Aren't you going to ask why not?
The way he was looking at me, I already knew the answer to that question. I finished off my wine and smiled. Nope. He chuckled.
How are things going with you and Ken?
It's Ben and you know it. I smiled and shook my head. I'm not seeing him anymore. We didn't have a connection. Hudson's smile stretched from ear to ear.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I rolled my eyes. Yeah, it looks like you are. Hudson stopped our waitress as she passed.
Excuse me, can we get another round when you have a chance?
Of course.
After she walked away, he mumbled,
doesn't hold a candle.
Then he finished up his beer and stood.
Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to hit the men's room.
While he was gone, I texted Fisher and filled him in on the rest of the afternoon. We'd texted a few times earlier today, and I'd given him updates on how well Signature Scent did, but I hadn't taken out my phone in a while. Fisher.
How's the rose?
Stella. How do you know I'm here? Fisher.
I tracked you on your phone a half hour ago when you didn't answer my text for 2 hours. You never take that long to respond, so I got worried. Guess the party moved there?
Some people might not like being tracked, but I'd given Fisher access to my phone's location for a reason, and I appreciated his concern. Stella.
Some of the party moved here.
I smiled, seeing the dots immediately jump around. Fisher.
Just you and the Adonis?
Stella. We went for a drink after the party. Fisher.
Are you going to jump his bones finally?
Stella. I don't think that's on the menu. Fisher.
Sweetheart, men are always on the menu. It's simple. Just tell him you're in the mood for a cocktail. Hold the tail.
I shook my head with a smile. Stella. I'll keep that line in my arsenal. Thanks. When Hudson returned from the men's room, I put down my phone. He slid back into the seat across from me.
So, what's going on with Marco these days?
Marco?
The boy toy.
Oh, I laughed. He's reading The Thornbirds. He asked Amalia what her favorite books were, and each week he goes to the library and turns one back in and takes out another. Then he strikes up a conversation with her about the book he just finished. He's trying to show her how committed he is and find things in common. It's so romantic.
The Thornbirds? Sounds familiar, but I don't think I've ever read it.
Oh, you should. It's actually one of my favorites, too.
So, is what's-her-name falling for it?
Amalia. And I think she is. He's started to go on the night she closes the library, and she lets him walk her home.
Hudson shook his head. How old is this diary? Sounds like a lot of work. Guess they didn't have Tinder yet.
I laughed. Well, I suppose it's much easier to swipe left or right, whichever it is. But that's probably why the people you meet that way aren't usually the love of your life.
Whatever happened with his other plan? To make her jealous by bringing some young girl around.
Thankfully, he decided to go the mature route and show her he's dedicated instead. A cell phone started to buzz. I turned mine over thinking it was me, but it wasn't.
Is that your phone buzzing? Shit.
He dug into his pocket.
I didn't even notice.
Reading the name on the screen, Hudson's brows dipped. He looked at his watch.
It's my ex-wife. I should answer it. She never calls this late.
Of course, go ahead. He swiped and brought the phone to his ear.
What's up?
I heard a woman's voice, but couldn't make out what she was saying.
Where's Mark?
Hudson asked after a moment. Pause.
Shit. Okay, yeah. I'll be there as soon as I can.
He swiped the phone off and immediately raised his hand to call the waitress.
I'm sorry, I need to go.
Is everything okay with Charlie?
Yeah, she's fine. Lexi's sister started having contractions, and apparently her husband is in California for business. Lexi wants to go to the hospital with her, and she needs me to meet her there to pick up Charlie.
Oh, how exciting. I bet Charlie can't wait to meet little Homeslice. Hudson chuckled.
She's going to be begging me to stay at the hospital all night.
The waitress came over, and he handed her his credit card. Wait. I reached for my purse and took out my wallet. Let me, please. He shook his head and waved off the waitress, who didn't even wait for me to argue. You bought dinner the other night, I protested. I wanted to pay for this one.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you pay when you ask me out.
But what if I never ask you out? That wouldn't be fair.
Just another reason you should ask. Though, it's not at the top of the list of reasons.
No? The waitress came back with his credit card and a receipt for him to sign. Hudson peeled a generous tip from his billfold and stuck it inside the leather check folio. He tossed the pen on the table.
You ready?
Yes, but I'm also waiting to hear what is at the top of your list of reasons I should ask you out. Hudson stood and held out a hand to help me up. I took it, but after I was on my feet, he didn't let go. Instead, he pulled me flush against him and lowered his lips to my ear.
I'd much rather show you than tell you. Take a chance, Stella. Chapter 19.
Hudson wasn't in the office the next 2 days. Olivia told me his ex-wife's sister had given birth yesterday afternoon after a pretty long labor, so I figured he wasn't around because of that. Today I'd checked in with his assistant because I wanted to run the terms of an order by him, but she'd said he'd be off-site all day at a company they were invested in. As much as I hated to admit it, I missed him when he wasn't in the office. I looked forward to seeing him. And it wasn't just because he was intelligent and a good sounding board for my business. So it was probably just as well that we had a little separation. I needed to get my growing feelings for him under control. Our relationship hadn't changed. We were business partners. Though I was having to work harder and harder to remember why that's all we could ever be. Hey, good news! Olivia walked into my office. I was able to get Phoenix Metz to shoot the images we need for the last of the marketing pieces. Oh, that's amazing. I smiled, but then couldn't help myself and laughed. I'm sorry, I have no idea who Phoenix Metz is. Olivia smiled. He's a celebrity photographer. He did that picture of Anna Mills pregnant that was on the cover of Vogue. Oh, wow. That was a beautiful photo. He's going to make you look even better. Me? My nose wrinkled.
Yep.
After watching you kill it on the Home Shopping Channel, I made some tweaks to the proposed ads. She opened a folder and set some sketches on my desk. I had Darby mock these up, but I don't think we should use a model. I picked up the papers. It was a rough drawing, but the woman in the ad looked a lot like the person I'd seen in the mirror this morning. You want me to be in the ads? She nodded. You're the face of Signature Scent. People respond to you. But I'm awkward in photos. I've never done a professional shoot or anything.
Olivia shrugged.
You'd never been on TV before either, and look how great that went.
I don't know.
This campaign is about beauty and science, and who better to sell that than you?
I kept staring down at the ads. The woman sketched to be me had on thick glasses and had her hair up. She sat in front of a lab table with all kinds of beakers and science equipment scattered about. Yet her leg was sticking out from behind the table, and she wore a red-bottomed shoe. It was definitely an ad I'd stop and look at, but then again, I'm a science geek.
How about this? Olivia said. We'll shoot what we'd originally planned and these. You can make the final call. She pointed to the mocked-up ad. But I'm telling you, this could be something amazing.
I couldn't say no after she offered that. Olivia had been wonderful, and I knew she must believe in her idea or she wouldn't be pushing it. She had nothing but the best intentions for making Signature Scent a success. So I took a deep breath and nodded.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Olivia clapped her hands.
Great. The shoot is the day after tomorrow, Friday morning.
Just let me know what I need to do to get ready. Do you want me to bring some clothes? The photo had a white button-up blouse and what looked like a black pencil skirt.
I definitely have a white shirt and dark skirt.
Nope, we're all set. Olivia smiled apprehensively. I already ordered everything we need. The clothes, the sciencey-looking props, even the shoes. I wasn't sure of your size, so I ordered a few of everything.
I laughed.
Okay. She stood. All I need you to do is show up.
I can handle that.
I have my admin making us reservations right now. I'm going to book our flight home for Sunday, if that's okay. Just in case we need a second day on Saturday.
My brows furrowed.
Flight? Where is the shoot?
Oh, the photographer is based out in L.A. Didn't I mention that?
You didn't, but that's fine. I've never been to California.
You're going to love it. We'll probably have a lot of downtime. I can play tour guide.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, Olivia.
The following morning, I was up and ready early. I'd taken a melatonin before going to sleep last night, knowing I'd be anxious and toss and turn. It was bad enough my face was going to be plastered all over marketing materials. I didn't want to have bags under my eyes, if I could help it. Our flight was at 9:30, but we had to leave for the airport by 6:30. At 6:15, I was drinking my second cup of coffee and staring out the window, watching the sun come up, when a black stretch limousine pulled up in front of my building. There was never any parking, so I rushed to the kitchen and dumped the rest of my coffee, then rinsed out my mug and grabbed my luggage. In the hallway, I pushed the button for the elevator, but realized I'd forgotten my other bag with my laptop. So I left my luggage and ran back to my apartment. From down the hall, I heard the elevator ding its arrival as I locked my door for the second time. I didn't want the car to have to circle the block, so I hurried to grab my bag as the door slid open. Not expecting anyone to be inside the elevator, I barreled in without paying attention and crashed right into someone trying to exit.
Shit.
I dropped the handle to the suitcase I'd been dragging behind me, and it tipped over and fell to the floor. Bending to pick it up, I continued,
Sorry, are you okay?
I stopped in my tracks as I looked up.
Hudson?
I guess I should be grateful you didn't swing at me.
What are you doing here?
I'm picking you up to go to the airport.
He shrugged.
What else would I be doing here?
I was thoroughly confused. But where's Olivia?
Oh, that's right. I told Olivia I'd let you know I was going instead of her. It must have slipped my mind. Sorry about that.
But why are you going instead of Olivia?
She had a change in her schedule. Is that a problem?
Other than my heart already hammering after being close to this man for 1 minute, and now I'd have to spend days by his side, what could be the problem with that? I looked into his eyes, not quite sure what I was searching for. Then I finally exhaled. I was a professional. I could handle this. Straightening my spine, I said, No, no problem at all. I could have sworn I saw a sparkle in his eye. but I didn't have time to explore it since Hudson grabbed my wheelie bag and held out his hand for me to enter the still-waiting elevator car.
After you.
I felt very off-kilter, yet managed to step inside. My mind raced with a million thoughts as we made our way down to the lobby, though one particular question stuck out. My building didn't have a doorman. We had a buzzer system, and visitors had to be buzzed in. How did you get in?
Fisher. He was heading out for a run when I arrived.
I'd have to remember to thank my friend for the heads up. He knew I thought I was going with Olivia. He'd raided my refrigerator while I packed and told him all about my trip last night. But whatever, I had bigger fish to fry. Like how I was going to keep my distance from the man standing next to me in the elevator when he looked so damn good. Hudson had on a simple pair of navy slacks and a white dress shirt. I was standing a half step behind him, and it was impossible not to notice how nicely the material hugged his round ass. I bet he did a shitload of squats. He looked over at me, and my eyes jumped to his in the nick of time. At least I hoped they had. Though the corner of his mouth might have said otherwise. Great. Just great. This is going to be one hell of a long trip. Hudson had to take an overseas call on the ride to the airport, and then once we arrived, he was sent to a different line, since he had security pre-check and I didn't. I was grateful for the reprieve. It wasn't until we boarded the plane that we really had time to talk. We were seated next to each other in row 3 of first class, which I hadn't expected. Well, this is comfy. I buckled my seatbelt. I've never sat in first class before.
I could do coach years ago, when there was more space between the seats, but over the last 10 years they've made it impossible for someone over 6 feet tall to sit comfortably, especially on a 6-hour flight to the West Coast.
A flight attendant walked over with a tray of orange juice and champagne flutes. Mimosa? Sure, I said. I'll have one. She passed me a flute and then looked to Hudson. He held up his hand.
No, thank you. But I'll take a coffee whenever you get a chance.
Sure thing. After she walked away, I held up my glass to Hudson. Not a morning drinker? He smiled.
Not usually.
I probably should have skipped it too, but my nerves are shot.
Nervous flyer?
No, not really. Though I sometimes get a little nauseous if there's turbulence.
Great.
He pointed to the aisle.
Tilt your head that way.
I laughed. I'm guessing you're the type who doesn't even notice you're on a plane. You probably work through half of it and then close your eyes and take a nap.
Close. I usually work through most of the flight.
The flight attendant came back to deliver Hudson's coffee. Service was definitely better up here than in coach.
So what are you nervous about?
He asked.
If it's not the flight.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe having my picture taken by a famous photographer so it can be plastered all over the signature scent marketing materials? Hudson looked back and forth between my eyes.
You want to know a secret?
I smiled.
Sure.
He leaned close and whispered.
You can do anything.
I laughed. That's the secret?
Well, technically it's not a secret, since the only person who doesn't seem to know it is you.
I sighed. That's very kind, but I'm not so sure it's true. Again, Hudson took a moment to look at me. It seemed like he was debating whether he should say something.
Do you remember your first day working in the office?
He finally asked. At Rothschild? Yes, why?
You asked me why I changed my mind about investing in your company.
You said your sister was very persuasive, or something along those lines. He nodded.
That wasn't the whole truth.
No? Hudson shook his head, and his eyes dropped to my lips.
I wanted to get to know you. The week after my sister's wedding, I couldn't stop thinking about you. It wasn't because you're beautiful. Don't get me wrong, you are. But I was attracted to your strength. You're not a woman who needs a man. You're a woman a man needs. I'm not sure I even recognized the difference years ago, but you make it impossible to forget now.
I blinked a few times. Wow, I think that might be the nicest compliment I've ever received. He frowned a little. I assumed that jackass ex of yours was an idiot for the crap he pulled on you. But now I'm positive he's a colossal moron.
The flight attendant interrupted our conversation to collect our drinks, since we were about to push away from the gate. Then the safety check started, and we watched the woman standing a few feet away from us put on a plastic, uninflated life jacket and show us how to buckle the belts we were all already wearing. As we taxied onto the runway behind a backup of planes preparing to take off, Hudson offered me a newspaper. I declined, in favor of popping in my earbuds and trying to relax. Though the minute I shut my eyes, I knew that wouldn't be happening. Now I couldn't stop thinking of what Hudson had said. He saw me as beautiful and strong, two things I hadn't felt in a long time. And you know what? He was right. At least on the strength part, anyway. Lately, I'd felt almost high from all I'd accomplished. I'd been nervous about taking on an investor, but that had turned out to be the best decision I'd made so far. And I'd been terrified about going on air at the Home Shopping Channel, and that had been a resounding success. So why should I be afraid of getting a few pictures taken and putting my face on my company's marketing? I shouldn't. That was the answer to that question. I took a few deep breaths and felt my shoulders relax. All I needed was some Vivaldi, and I might actually be one of those people who could take a nap on a flight. Who knew? As the music started, I looked over at the man seated next to me. Hudson noticed my eyes on him and flashed an adorable face, one that was half crooked smile and half confused, as if he were trying to figure out what I was thinking, but glad whatever it was had me looking at him. I removed the earbud on his side and leaned over to him. "Thank you," I said.
"For what?"
"For seeing me the way you do. I know I can be a handful at times." Hudson looked into my eyes.
"You are a handful. But don't worry," he winked. "I've got two big hands."
"Welcome to Hotel Bel Air. Are you checking in today?"
"Yes, under Rothschild," Hudson said. "There should be two reservations."
The woman behind the reception desk clicked her long nails against the keyboard while I gawked around the hotel's lobby. I'd expected us to be staying in downtown LA in some trendy hotel, but this place was more like a hidden sanctuary in the woods. Hotel Bel Air had an old-school Hollywood feel to it. It had all the standard luxury touches: marble columns and counters, limestone floors, natural wood ceilings. But something made it feel serene and private rather than flashy. Hudson noticed me looking around.
"The grounds are beautiful. You almost forget you're in LA. I've stayed here once before, but the photographer picked it this time. We're going to do the shoot here."
"Oh, wow. That's nice and easy. I can't wait to look around." The hotel clerk raised two cardboard squares. She held up one. "This is for the Stone Canyon suite," she raised the other hand. "And this is for the deluxe room." Hudson took the room key and handed me the suite key. "What? No, I don't need a suite. You take it."
"You're going to have a hair and makeup team tomorrow morning. You need the space. Plus, the photographer plans to shoot some of the session on the patio of your room. He requested that specific suite."
"Oh." I still felt funny about taking it, but I guess that made sense. "Okay." Hudson walked me to my room. He wheeled my bag in while I went right to the two open doors in the living room. They led straight out to a private patio. "Holy, there's a fireplace and a big jacuzzi out here." Hudson stepped outside behind me. He pointed to a seating area with a backdrop of lush plantings and greenery.
"I think this is where he wants to set up tomorrow. He emailed over some mock-ups late last night with some furniture he rented for the day."
I pointed to the jacuzzi. I knew I should have brought a bathing suit.
"It's a private patio,"
he shrugged.
"Don't think you need one."
"Ooh, that's even better." Another set of double doors led into a bedroom, so I went to check that out, too, before wandering into the most luxurious bathroom I'd ever seen. Hudson seemed amused at my enthusiasm. "I never want to leave this room," I joked. He glanced over to the bed and back to me.
"That makes two of us."
I laughed, yet my eyes lingered on the bed. When my gaze lifted, I found Hudson watching me. He cleared his throat.
I should get going. I have some work to catch up on. The photographer thought it would be a good idea to have dinner tonight, but I wasn't sure if you'd feel up to it.
I'm fine. Dinner would be nice.
Hudson gave a curt nod.
I'll tell him 5, since it will be 8 New York time to us.
Good idea. We walked to the door.
Are you planning on going anywhere? He asked. Do you want the keys to the rental car?
I have some work to do, but maybe I could go pick up a bathing suit. We passed a bunch of cute boutiques not too far away.
On second thought, Hudson said, I don't need to work. You probably need someone to model them for.
I laughed. I think I'm good picking it out on my own. He took the keys from his pocket and held them out to me.
Shame. But let me know if you want company in that hot tub when you get back.
You brought a suit? Hudson grinned.
Nope.
Chapter 20. I'd changed 3 times. So when Hudson knocked on my door 5 minutes early for dinner, I wasn't ready.
Hey, I swung open the door. Oh, you're wearing jeans.
He looked down.
Should I not be?
I shook my head. No, it's fine. I just wasn't sure what to wear. I had jeans on, but I thought I might be dressed too casually, so I went downstairs to the restaurant to see how fancy it is. It looked really nice, so I changed, 2.
Hudson looked me up and down. I'd settled on a simple, sleeveless little black dress with nude heels.
I don't know what you had on before, he said, but I can't imagine it could be any better than what you're wearing. You look beautiful.
I felt that warm feeling in my belly. Thank you. You look nice yourself. I really do like you with a 5 o'clock shadow.
I'll be tossing all my razors right after dinner.
I laughed and stepped aside. I'll just be a minute. I need to put on lipstick and change my jewelry. Hudson took a seat on the couch in the living room while I went to the bathroom to finish up.
I got shipping notifications for a bunch more products, I yelled as I lined my lips. If everything works out, we could be ready to start shipping boxes even earlier than we'd expected.
Well, then I guess we'd better get this photography wrapped up tomorrow,
he called from the other room. After I finished my lipstick, I clipped on a set of turquoise beads to add some color, along with a matching chunky bracelet. I ran my fingers through my hair 1 last time and took a deep breath, looking in the mirror. As if being around Hudson wasn't nerve-wracking enough, having dinner with a photographer who was used to shooting famous models and celebrities added another level of pressure. I didn't want him to look at me and think, oh shit, how am I going to make that look good enough to sell women perfume? But it was what it was, and 5 more minutes of primping wasn't going to change things. So I headed out to the living room and grabbed my purse from the coffee table. Tossing a few things inside, I snapped it shut. Were you able to get all your work done this afternoon? Hudson stood.
I was. How about you?
I got most of it done, but then I couldn't resist trying out the jacuzzi.
Did you go get a suit?
I shook my head and smirked. I went commando. Hudson's eyes swept over me, and he grumbled.
We should go.
His frustration gave me the boost of confidence I needed at the moment. Hudson was quick to open the door to my suite, which made me giggle. We walked side by side to the hotel's restaurant. Have you ever met Phoenix before? I asked.
No. I figured it wouldn't be too hard to find him. Photographers usually have a certain look to them, and he'll be alone.
When we checked in at the restaurant, the hostess said the other member of our party had already arrived and was having a drink at the bar. We went to join him, but there were a few guys sitting alone. Which one do you think he is? I asked. Hudson looked around and pointed to a guy at the far end of the bar. He had shaggy hair, a bright-colored shirt, and bracelets halfway up his arm. He looked totally trendy.
Him, he pointed.
I could only see the 2 other men from the back, but one had gray hair and wore a tweed sports jacket, and the other guy had shoulders broad enough to be a football player, so I figured Hudson was probably right, but I let him take the lead anyway. He walked over and asked,
Phoenix.
The guy shook his head.
Think you got the wrong guy. Sorry.
Hudson and I looked across the bar to the other men, both of which we could now see from the front. And wow, the guy with the linebacker shoulders was absolutely gorgeous. He noticed us looking and smiled. I lifted my chin. I think that's him.
He doesn't look like a photographer, Hudson said.
I know, he looks more like a model. The guy got up and walked in our direction.
I'm guessing you're from Signature Scent, he said.
We are, I smiled. I hadn't meant to sound so jovial or anxious, but I guess it came out that way, because Hudson gave me a weird look as I extended my hand. Stella Bardot, nice to meet you.
Ah, my muse.
He lifted my hand and kissed the top of it.
I can see this is going to be an easy job.
Hudson seemed to be going for an impassive face as he introduced himself and shook hands with the handsome man, but I saw the frown lurking in his eyes. The three of us requested a table, and I went first, following the hostess to our seats. I noticed more than one woman turning her head to look at the men behind me. I couldn't blame them. Hudson and Phoenix were very different looking, but each gorgeous in his own right. Hudson went to pull out my chair, but Phoenix beat him to it. Thank you, I said. Once we were settled, Phoenix started the conversation.
So how long have you been modeling?
He asked me. Oh, I'm not a model. I created Signature Scent.
Really? Could have fooled me.
Hudson picked up the drink menu and grumbled.
The information about who you'd be shooting was in the write-up marketing sent to you. Guess you missed it.
I tried to make light of Hudson's comment. How long have you been a photographer?
Professionally, about 5 years. I was a model for 10 before that, so that's how I learned the business. Models age out pretty quickly. While I was still booking a lot of jobs, I took some classes so I'd have something to fall back on.
Smart.
So you invented the product and you're going to be the model? Beauty and brains. Your husband is a lucky man.
Thank you, I blushed. But I'm not married. Phoenix smiled, and Hudson rolled his eyes. I made a point to loop Hudson into the conversation and steer away from any more flirtatious exchanges. While I was flattered by Phoenix's attention, and it was fun to see a spark of jealousy from the man to my left, this was a business dinner. Plus, it didn't matter how nice-looking Phoenix was. I had no interest in him. I wasn't sure if it was my efforts or perhaps the two scotches on the rocks Hudson knocked back during dinner, but he seemed to relax while we ate. We talked about Signature Scent, everything from how it was developed to the marketing plans Olivia had come up with. When the waitress suggested coffee and dessert, Hudson declined, so I followed suit.
How's 9 o'clock tomorrow to start?
Phoenix asked.
Hair and makeup can get to you by 8. Is your wardrobe all set?
Hudson answered.
Olivia texted me that the last of the packages were delivered to the hotel a little while ago.
Perfect, Phoenix said.
I think we'll be able to wrap it up by early afternoon, so you can go out and enjoy some of the California sunshine.
I smiled. Oh, good. This is my first time here, so I'd love to see the city.
I'm a born and raised L.A. boy. If you're up for it, I can show you around after the shoot wraps.
My eyes slanted to meet Hudson's. I could tell he was pissed, yet he refrained from saying anything. Actually, I smiled politely at Phoenix, I have plans already, but thank you very much for the offer. The three of us walked to the lobby together. Hudson was quiet, but professional, as he said goodnight to our dinner companion.
I need to stop at the front desk to pick up the packages Olivia had delivered for you, Hudson said once Phoenix had gone.
Oh, okay, I nodded. I couldn't tell if he was pissed at me or just in a piss-poor mood. He maintained his stern demeanor as he asked the hotel clerk about the delivery. She punched some keys on her keyboard and looked at her screen. It looks like it was delivered to your room, room 238.
Okay, thank you.
Since room 238 was his, and I needed to try things on, I said, do you mind if I pick them up from your room now? I want to prep as much as I can tonight so I don't waste anyone's time in the morning.
That's fine.
Again, he was quiet as we made our way to his room. He unlocked the door and held it open for me to enter. But once the door closed, The silence grew deafening, and I couldn't take it anymore. Are you mad at me? Hudson's eyes looked back and forth between mine.
No.
Okay. Are you tired? It's been a long day with the travel and all. He shook his head.
I'm not tired.
I nodded, intending to leave it alone, but that only lasted 30 seconds. I couldn't help myself. When I said I'd never been to L.A. and wanted to check it out, I wasn't hinting that he should ask me out. I shook my head. I don't even know if he was asking me out, but whatever he was offering, I wasn't trying to open a door for him to show me around. Hudson's eyes seared into me.
Oh, he was asking you out. Make no mistake about that.
But I... He interrupted me.
You were perfectly polite and professional. You didn't do anything wrong.
I shook my head. So why does it feel like you think I did? Hudson stared down at his feet for what was probably only a few seconds, yet felt like an hour. Eventually, his eyes met mine.
I'm just a jealous asshole. I don't mean to take it out on you. I apologize.
Oh, wow. I didn't think he'd be so honest. I smiled sadly. Thank you. For what it's worth, if the roles were reversed and the photographer was a beautiful female ex-model who asked to show you around, I'd be jealous too. Hudson looked into my eyes.
You know, we don't get jealous of things we don't want.
Want has never been an issue for me. It's just so much could go wrong.
Or so much could go right.
Hudson forced a smile and nodded.
But I get it.
He glanced around the room.
I don't see the boxes in here. Let me check the bedroom. Do you have a list of what we should have received?
Yeah, I sighed. I can pull it up on my phone. I sat down on the couch and dug my phone out of my purse. As I started to scroll, I noticed something sticking out of the corner of the couch, tucked between the cushions. It looked like a book. Without giving it any thought, I pulled it out and laid it on the end table so it wouldn't get lost. But when I caught the title on the front, I did a double take. The Thornbirds. Hudson and I had talked about this book the other day. He'd said he hadn't read it. I picked the book back up and began to thumb through the pages. About 3/4 through, one of Hudson's business cards was tucked inside like a bookmark.
They delivered 2 boxes.
Hudson froze. His eyes rose to meet mine, but he said nothing. You're reading this? He set the boxes on the coffee table in front of me.
You mentioned you liked it the other day. I usually read a lot while I travel.
My heart swelled inside my chest, leaving me a little breathless. I shook my head. You know, I thought Marco reading Amalia's favorites was romantic. Hudson was quiet for a moment before tapping on the boxes.
How many were left to be delivered?
I hadn't finished looking to find out. I swiped to my email and searched for the one Olivia had sent with the shipping confirmations. I think those are the last 2. All of the props are being delivered tomorrow morning from a local company. He nodded.
I'll carry these down to your room for you.
I shook my head. That's okay. It's just a few outfits. I can take them. Hudson pushed his hands into his pockets and kept his eyes down. The shy demeanor was very un-Hudson-like. So many emotions swam through my head, and I stood, not knowing what to say, though the conversation about the book felt unfinished. Eventually, it became awkward, so I took the boxes and figured it was time to go. Thank you again for dinner. I'll see you in the morning?
I'll be down at your room by the time they get started.
Okay, thank you. He opened the door, and our gazes caught once more. Why did it feel like my heart was breaking? Good night, Hudson. I made it down to my room, but couldn't bring myself to go inside. I had 2 boxes in my hands, yet I just stared at my door. What the hell am I doing? For the last few weeks, I'd been reading a diary and rooting for a man to get the girl because of all his sweet gestures. Yet in my personal life, I had a man who listened to me, a man who'd forgiven me for crashing his sister's wedding and for giving him a black eye. I'd called him an asshole on more than one occasion, Yet he'd done nothing but help me get my business off the ground and stand by my side the entire time. He was also an adoring father, which says a lot about a man. Not to mention I was ridiculously attracted to him. So why the hell don't I take a chance? I'd told myself it wasn't a good idea to mix business with pleasure because of the way things had turned out with Aiden. But my business had already exceeded all my expectations, and we hadn't even made the website live yet for the general public. So it wasn't that. I thought back to my conversation with Hudson a few minutes ago. So much could go wrong, I'd said. But maybe what he'd said was more important. So much could go right. The truth was, I was afraid to take a chance. But I realize now that by not taking a chance, I might miss out on something really beautiful. My palms started to sweat, because I knew what I needed to do. I also knew that if I walked into my room and started overthinking things, I might chicken out. So it had to be now. Right now. I dropped the boxes on the floor in front of my door and rushed back to Hudson's room. Standing in front of his door, my first instinct was to take a moment and pull myself together. But doing that would give me time to lose my nerve. So I forced myself to just do it and knock. Though with all of the adrenaline and nerves rushing through me, my knock came out more like a bang, a very loud and fast pounding. Hudson whipped open the door. His face was angry, but at the sight of me, he jumped into protective mode.
What happened? Are you okay?
He took a step out of his room and looked down the hall, first to the right and then the left.
Stella, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. I forgot what I was saying mid-sentence. When he'd whipped open the door and startled me, all I saw was an angry face. But now, I couldn't take my eyes off him. My lord. Hudson's dress shirt was unbuttoned. His belt was open, and the zipper to his pants was down, revealing dark boxer briefs. But it wasn't the state of undress that had me unable to form words. It was what was underneath the clothes. I knew from our talks that he exercised, so I'd expected him to be in good shape. But Hudson was so much more. He was magnificent. Beautiful, smooth, tan skin, carved pecs, and an 8-pack of rippled muscles. A thin line of hair led from his belly button down into his boxers, the sight of which made me salivate.
Stella, are you okay?
Hearing the concern in his voice, I blinked a few times. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Though not as fine as you.
You banged on my door like there was a fire or something.
Sorry, I shook my head. I was just anxious.
Anxious about what? The shoot tomorrow?
No, yes, no. Well, I am anxious about the shoot tomorrow, but that's not what I was anxious about when I knocked on your door. Hudson still looked confused. But of course, why wouldn't he be when I was babbling like an idiot? So I took a deep breath and steadied myself. Would you like to have dinner tomorrow night?
Dinner?
I nodded and swallowed. Yeah, like a date? All the confusion and anger disappeared from his face. He shook his head.
It's about fucking time.
I rolled my eyes. Don't be all cocky about it. Do you want to or not? He smiled.
Yes, I'd very much like to go out with you, Stella.
My belly did a little somersault. I suddenly felt like I was in middle school and the most popular boy had told me he liked me back. Nervous, I looked down. Okay, so tomorrow then? After the shoot. We'll have dinner or something? Hudson looked amused.
Yes, that's how it usually works. Dinner or something.
I scowled at him. This isn't easy, you know. You don't have to make it even more difficult by being a jerk. His eyes sparkled.
I'll work on that.
Good. I'd never asked a man out in my life, so I wasn't sure what came next. But when I caught myself grabbing for the ring I always twisted when I felt nervous, I figured the best thing would be to say goodnight. All right, I'll see you tomorrow then. I went to walk away, but Hudson stepped out of his room and grabbed my hand.
Hang on a second. You forgot something.
My brows dipped. What? He yanked my hand so I stumbled and fell against his chest. Then in one quick swoop, he leaned down, lifted me up, and turned us so my back was up against the door to his room. My legs wrapped around his waist, and Hudson pushed into me, pinning me with his body. He cupped my cheeks and looked into my eyes.
"This, sweetheart. You forgot this."
Hudson's mouth crashed down on mine. The gasp that had been halfway through my lips was swallowed, along with any shyness I'd felt a minute ago. I threaded my fingers through his thick hair and tugged, wanting him even closer. Hudson groaned. He tilted my head to deepen the kiss, and our tongues frantically collided. All hell broke loose after that. Hudson grinded between my legs as one of his hands snaked around to the back of my head where he grabbed a fistful of my hair. The roughness of his actions, coupled with the feel of his warm, hard body pushing against me, brought a moan from somewhere deep inside me.
"Fuck,"
Hudson growled as his mouth moved to my neck. He sucked along my pulse line before kissing his way back to my lips.
"Do that again. Make that sound again."
It wasn't a sound I'd tried to make, so I wasn't sure I could repeat it. Though when he rubbed his cock up and down between my spread legs, I didn't have to worry about trying to make it, because yet again it came from somewhere deep inside me. Hudson grunted.
"Fuck yes."
I wasn't sure how long we stayed like that, grabbing and pulling, grinding and groping. But when our kiss finally broke, we were both panting. I reached up and felt my swollen lips.
"Wow."
A smile spread across Hudson's face as he leaned his forehead against mine.
"Took you long enough."
I laughed. "Shut up. I had good reason to be scared." Hudson pushed a lock of hair from my cheek, and his face softened.
"Don't be scared. I won't hurt you. Except maybe a little biting."
A sound at the other end of the hallway interrupted the intimate moment. An older couple was headed down the hall toward us.
"Shit,"
Hudson said as he lowered me to my feet. In a really adorable move, he pulled my black dress down and straightened it for me. I laughed and pointed my eyes down to his trousers.
I don't think I'm the one you need to worry about looking obscene."
Hudson's forehead wrinkled until he glanced down and saw his erection bulging from his pants.
"Shit."
"Don't worry," I said. "I got you." I stepped in front of him and angled myself to shield him until the couple passed. Then he pulled up his zipper and partially buckled his belt.
"Come on," he said. "I'll walk you to your room."
"You don't have to do that."
"It's on my way."
My brows furrowed. "On your way where?"
"To the front desk. I locked myself out of my room."
I chuckled. "Smooth, Rothschild, smooth." He responded by swatting my ass.
"Be nice, or I won't be a gentleman when we get to your door."
"Maybe I don't want you to be a gentleman." He hooked an arm around my shoulder as we started walking.
"I said I'd be a gentleman when we're at your door. Trust me, that shit will stay parked outside once we're somewhere less public, now that you're mine."
"Oh, I'm yours now, am I?" When we arrived at my door, Hudson kissed me gently on the lips.
"You have been for a while, sweetheart. You just finally admitted it."
I rolled my eyes as if what he said was arrogant, but it was the truth. I grabbed his shirt. "Do you want to come in?" He stroked my cheek.
"Yes, I want to. But no, I won't. You have to get up in the morning. Plus, you deserve a nice date, and I'm going to give you that before we take things any further. If we go into your room, I will wind up trying to get you naked. You're impossible to resist. Trust me, I've fucking tried."
I smiled and pushed up on my tippy toes for another sweet kiss. "Good night, Hudson."
"Glad you finally listened to the whisper, sweetheart."
I didn't really have a choice. My whisper has been more like a scream lately.
Chapter 21. The next morning, I showed up at Stella's door at 7:30. She opened it, wrapped in a towel. "Hey, you're early." My eyes dragged up and down a shitload of creamy, exposed skin. I shook my head. Looks like I came at the perfect time. She giggled, and I swear the sound might have been even better than the view, and the view was pretty fucking spectacular. Stella stepped inside. The hair and makeup people are coming at 8, so I waited to take a shower so my hair would still be damp. Being inside her suite felt completely different than it had when I was here just yesterday. For example, now I could do this. The moment the door shut, I took her in my arms and crushed my lips to hers. Last night I'd fallen asleep thinking about the way she tasted, and this morning I'd awakened starving. The soft moan that almost did me in yesterday made an appearance again. It crossed from her lips to mine and traveled straight down to my cock. Fuck. She probably wouldn't stop me if I slipped the towel from around her, though that would only make things worse. If just a kiss made me feel like a savage, there was no way in hell seeing Oliver would be enough. So I wrenched my mouth from hers. Stella lifted her hand and rubbed two fingers along her bottom lip. I don't think I've ever felt what was going on in someone's mind from just kissing them.
What do you mean?
Your kisses, they say so much. Whether it's a sweet peck on the lips or what just happened, I just know what's going on in your head when our lips meet.
Oh yeah, I said. What was going on in my head just now?
You wanted to take off my towel, but you knew that wasn't a good idea because people will be here any minute.
My brows shot up. How the hell did you know that? She shook her head.
I don't know. I just did.
That's dangerous for me. She smiled and adjusted the tucked-in corner of her towel.
I should go get dressed before people start arriving.
As much as I hated to see her cover up, there's no way I wanted to share the way she looked with anyone, especially the asshat photographer. I nodded. Go. Stella walked away, but at the bedroom doorway she yelled back, Hudson?
Yeah?
She let the towel drop to the floor. I groaned. This was going to be one long day. Before Stella finished getting dressed, the first person arrived. Dig, at least I was pretty sure that's what he grumbled when he introduced himself, was a stylist. He rolled in a trunk on wheels and looked around for where to set up. A minute later, the makeup person knocked, followed by three guys delivering rented furniture, room service, a lighting technician, and some random guy whose accent was so strong I had no idea what the hell he said he did. They all pounced on Stella as soon as she emerged from the bathroom. After 45 minutes being surrounded by a team of people primping, she looked a little overwhelmed. So I made a plate with some fruit and a croissant from the breakfast spread and set it down in front of her.
Did you eat yet?
Stella shook her head. I looked at the hairdresser who had just wrapped her entire head in rollers and then at the two guys flanking her on both sides.
Could you give her 5 minutes, please?
Oh, of course.
I nodded my head toward the trays of food. Why don't you help yourselves to something to eat? There's a table outside on the patio. Once she wasn't being prodded anymore, Stella let out a big exhale.
Thanks. How did you know I needed a break?
I shrugged. Same way you knew I was about 2 seconds from ripping your towel off during that kiss earlier. She smiled and picked up the banana I'd put on her plate. As she went to peel it, she caught my scribble and read out loud.
I can't wait to show you my banana.
Oh, she giggled.
I think I'm going to like these notes much better now.
I smiled but pointed to her plate. Eat. They're going to be back in here painting shit on your face in a few minutes.
On second thought, I'm going to save this for later.
Stella set down the banana and picked up a piece of melon. So what are we going to do tonight for our date?
I know I asked you out, but it's my first time in California.
I figured I'd feed you and show you around L.A. since you've never been.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
She bit into the cantaloupe and made an mmm sound.
This is really good melon.
I have a call at 4 this afternoon that I couldn't postpone, but if we wrap things up here early enough, I can always do that from the road.
If you're too busy to go out later, she smirked, I can always ask Phoenix to show me around.
My eyes narrowed. Stella lifted the piece of cantaloupe toward her lips for another bite, but I caught her wrist and redirected the fruit to my own mouth, nipping at her fingers as I took it.